Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. We actually have some pink tickets. I wanted to mention that she's added another show. We have tickets to see her Beautiful Trauma World Tour at Oracle Arena, May 18th, 2018. And they've actually added a second show on May 19th. So we're doing these tickets all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Caller number 97 right now gets a pair of tickets to see Pink. But don't worry, there's plenty of tickets out there. If you're desperate to see Pink, you can get yourself some tickets. A whole other show's been added. Call now, 800-400-3697. Before you jump into the text, I wanted to read this email from Kelly. Kelly, I think I see Kelly on Facebook all the time. She's one of our listeners. She said, "Hey there all. I just want to thank you for keeping my mind occupied and entertained the past 2 weeks. I really appreciate you've kept things funny, but are still able to report on all this tragedy with compassion. I clicked on Radio Alice 3 times today in appreciation."
Thank you.
Thank you,
oh,
Kelly.
God, thank you so much,
God.
Kelly.
Just a couple clicks a day, everybody.
What is her last name start with?
With a D.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Save it, sure. Okay.
Follow that example, everyone. Kelly D. That's how it's done. No matter what you're going through, if you could just click.
Yeah, whatever you're going through, if you could just take 5 minutes and click on the website a few times, it'd be great.
That's all.
That'd be great for us, so just thanks.
Click
if
on
If you
that.
Have the internet.
Yeah,
right.
If you, right.
If not.
Comcast has hotspots set up all over, you know.
Find a place.
Look, find a way in your pain to click on our.
Have your friend click 10 times.
Right.
Or when you check in with your mom, give her the address and have her from wherever she, you know, she call Wisconsin to let her know you're okay. Have her click for you. That'd be great.
Thank you. Priorities, people.
Right. Thank you so much. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The liability that Mandalay Bay has is that he was allowed access to the service elevator because he was a high roller with VIP status. That's the murderer they're talking about. So that's from 415. But yeah, I don't know all that, and that's what will get sorted out in court.
Right. Well, and there's also been a thing where he shot a dude before he even started shooting out the windows. And so, yeah, I mean, there's some questionable stuff, but it doesn't seem like it was something that would have necessarily raised red flags. I mean, that obviously, shooting the security guard raises red flags. I'm talking about the elevator. Maybe he gave them some reason, and they had no reason to think he was up to anything. He was a regular at the hotel.
650 says, "What is the Alice event where you are to come in costume? If listeners can come, I would suggest a fake IRS person to scare Bryn."
Oh.
That is hilarious. How genius is that? Wow, you're so clever.
Remember that time he got so scared by the IRS call?
I can't believe how stupid he was.
Listen.
You big dummy.
Hey, I didn't get scammed, all right?
Bone scam.
You know that.
God.
Listen, it means a defense is a badly formed defense is coming.
And
listen.
I listened to what they had to say for a second because, you know, sometimes you're behind on your taxes. You did something wrong. My tax guy. I was going to call my tax guy.
Yeah. Right. And they were saying, I'm telling Rudy this, they were going to, they were threatening him with jail. And then they said all he needed to do was do a drop off some money, like at the Target or where.
Well, that was the red flag. I got that point already. I wasn't that dumb.
That was the red flag.
I was dumb enough to pick up the phone call, but
I had to get on the phone and hang up.
She didn't get on the phone.
Yeah,
she was in the background and said, "Hang up on that mother bleeper." I was
650 says, "Orchard Supply, Ace Hardware, and Home Depot are all sold out of respiratory masks in Millbrae and the San Mateo area. I ordered 2 big boxes, a box each of 80.
Yep. Did you get a hold of?
I got a hold of them, and they cannot expedite my order.
Oh, okay.
So it will be here Monday. I guess it is Thursday, so.
Couple
nothing would have happened over the weekend anyway. So unless they could have gotten hit here tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Which Amazon sometimes does.
I know.
Like,
well,
10 minutes
no.
later, the thing shows up.
So.
Vinny, you had mentioned a text there about our Halloween show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I believe tomorrow is the first day we'll start giving out passes.
Okay, great.
For the Halloween show on Halloween.
Oh. We'll start on Friday the 13th.
Right.
No reason.
That's always one of the fun ones.
Yeah.
Thunder down under.
Can you please post the information about preparing to evacuate in Petaluma in the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Thanks. It should be there.
It's up there. We actually put two fairly extensive posts up of things that we, a couple things we saw on Facebook and just some really detailed, really good kind of outlines. Covering all different aspects of helping out in the fire, including helping yourself if you do need to get evacuated. There was a big preparedness thing, and it's I believe the heading is preparedness. Shows you inside and outside your house things you can do to hopefully come back and have your house be still there.
Yes, hopefully.
That's the hope.
Why call him the Las Vegas murderer? He is a Las Vegas terrorist. Okay, what are we... Fine, I'll call him the terrorist.
You know, I agree that it's certainly an act of terror, but they say that terrorism is classified as something that is like subversive to a government, and that's why we don't call that sort of violence terrorism.
That was this reporter's decision as he was reporting, and I will say in my defense, I think he's a murderer.
Yeah.
That's why I called
and
him that.
And people were terrified.
So that's why I called him that.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts is just that, for boys. This is from 925. They have every right to have a club community of friends that they feel they belong with as well. Young men these days are made to feel they are evil or bad just by their very nature. They're not supposed to cuss, talk sex, or private part, or notice a girl is attractive. All those things any of us with young boys are aware of. In front of girls, but on the other hand, treat girls absolutely equal and include them in everything. Now even in the Boy Scouts, so they have no place to go to be themselves. Girls are absolutely equal to boys. That has nothing to do with allowing boys to have a place they can go to just be boys without having to worry about how female brains work or be in fear of insulting her. Just someone's opinion about girls being now allowed into the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
What I read also about that was, you know, in Girl Scouts, they tend to focus on a certain type of task or crafts and projects like that. And in Boy Scouts, it's science and sports and things of that nature. And so a girl might be more interested in the stuff boys are doing.
And a boy might be more interested in the stuff girls doing. I haven't heard anything about the Girl Scouts saying yeah to boys. I see everybody's point in this. People don't want to be excluded from anything, really. That helps us to feel equal. But it's, you know, it's not that you're not allowed to say these things, it's that everybody needs to be treated with respect. Obviously, no one's going to police a little boy's thoughts. He just needs to be taught by the people around him what's acceptable and what isn't in the treatment of other human beings.
Well, we're still working our way through a generation of boys, myself included, that were taught, go get them, kid, and it's all fun and games that boys act one way and girls, oh my God. Mm. You know, boys are told, here's some condoms, get out there and get it.
And girls are told, put this aspirin between your knees.
Right. So there are definitely differences in the past that don't hold today. I don't think.
Yeah.
Those mentalities are still the same. 408 says, the redheads will unite under their Lord and Savior, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I thought it was Melisandre.
Who's that?
You know, the Red Witch.
I don't
know. The night is dark and full of terrors.
Yes. Yes.
All right, everyone. Well, welcome back, Rudy.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, Rudy.
Welcome. Welcome me back.
Hi,
welcome
Rudy's
me back.
Back.
Thank you guys so much, man. How you guys been?
Good, thank you.
Good, glad to hear that.
We missed you.
I missed you guys more. I bet you I missed you guys more.
You should
see my journal. My diary is just full of Bryn's name up and down.
Like hearts and
hearts,
stuff.
Hearts, everything. Yes, it's good to be back.
Rudy win.
I don't know if it's okay for me to say this, but I think out of all the movie critics we've been rotating, you're my favorite.
What?
Can you believe I'm saying that?
I'm right here, man. I'm right here.
Bryn, you're breaking.
Are you?
You're breaking Bryn's heart. You don't know how to treat him like I do, okay, Bryn? That's what it is. I understand him. I understand him on a deeper level.
I'm hopeful that Bryn will come back for one movie review.
Well, I doubt it now.
Before the end of the year. Before the end of the year.
This feels real. This feels real right here. I appreciate that, homie.
All right. My pleasure.
Nice.
All right, everyone. Here's your review of Marshall. Starts Chadwick Boseman. He's going to be the new Black Panther. He also played James Brown recently. Josh Gad, Kate Hudson, Dan Stevens. He's from Downton Abbey, I think, originally. And then we watched him in that TV show Legion.
He was was that guy's name David on Downton Abbey? And he's a guy who, well, I don't want to give any spoilers.
Right. And James Cromwell. You'll know him if you see him. He's almost 100% of the time the bad guy.
Pretty much.
And everything.
The crotchety judge. That's what he was.
Oh.
So this film is about Thurgood Marshall. His life as a lawyer before he became the first African-American Supreme Court justice. And this film focuses on one specific case Thurgood tried in 1941 in Greenwich, Connecticut, that focused on a white socialite and her black chauffeur who was accused of rape.
Mm.
So this is actually a true story. Rudy, you're Mexican.
Yes, sir.
I'm Persian.
We are.
We were both raised in the United States. And I honestly didn't really know anything about Thurgood Marshall. Did you find this movie to be a good history lesson?
Yes, it was. It was definitely a good history lesson. I think a lot of people know the name Thurgood Marshall, you know, Brown versus Board of Education, first black judge on the Supreme Court and all these things, historical things. But this movie didn't really focus on that. This focused on the beginnings of Thurgood Marshall. It's kind of like a preview to like a superhero movie, you know, what happened before he got the cape.
The origin story,
right. Yes. And what I appreciated about this movie is that the fact that it was historically relevant, but it wasn't preachy. I think that's a lot of the times when you get a historically relevant movie, something that's trying to point out what happened in American history, it gets real preachy and people just don't buy into it. But this wasn't like that, though. It didn't come with all that preachiness. It didn't come with all that baggage. As a matter of fact, like it was funny. It was sharp. It was a lot of quick wits in this movie, and they didn't make him seem like too much of a godly figure. It was just a regular guy trying to, you know, begin his path onto history. So again, historically relevant, but not overbearing, not preachy at all.
So Thurgood's career spanned from 1936 to 1991. Long career as a lawyer and then Supreme Court Justice. Why do you think they chose to focus on this one moment of his life?
Well,
what did you find like compelling?
The fact that he was still a nobody, you know, at this point. I mean, he wasn't necessarily a nobody. He was a lawyer and he was a well-respected lawyer. But I like the fact that, you know, I think they chose this point in his life because we all know what he ends up being. He ends up being a historical figure in American history and American law. We know that. But again, I just think it was interesting to take the angle of we're going to show you what he was before he became the Thurgood Marshall that we all know and love. And then let's be honest, in the climate that we live in today, you know, you're talking about a black lawyer trying to make his way in a white world where the laws are ran by white people. And, you know, it's a different time in American history. It's somewhat relevant to what's happening today. You know, there's a lot of racial tension going on in America. So I think that they may have chose today's climate to say, hey, let's throw in a good story about a guy who made a difference when the odds were stacked against him.
Yeah, Vinny, your hand is up.
Did either of you feel the need to wiki him before you went and saw the movie?
I didn't necessarily need to wiki him to know some of the negative stuff that is definitely on his plate in current times. But I know that.
I didn't even say that because I'm curious about what, you know, negative, positive. I'm just curious if you were so aware of him that you went, I'm looking forward to seeing a movie about him, or did you go, who the hell? Let me look him up.
I didn't Wikipedia Thurgood Marshall necessarily. I know some of his story, but I didn't jump on Wikipedia to see what it was that he was doing, you know, before he became Supreme Court Justice.
Right. Yeah. Did you wiki him?
So when I saw the trailer for this, I thought it was a fiction. I thought this was just gonna be like some badass lawyer kicking a bunch of white people's asses. Like, I didn't know, like, Marshall, like, you think of Marshall, like, I'm thinking of a sheriff. You know, Marshall, right? So then
they should have called it Thurgood.
Yeah.
So when we were sitting there, you didn't know that this is a real guy?
Well, I didn't know it was. I thought they were gonna like take this person, this real life person, and make like some kind of cool drama about what he could have potentially been in.
No, this is a real story.
I know this is a real story. Thank you. I mean, I was there, but I'm just.
I know that now.
Yeah. I didn't. So as soon as the movie was over, I started doing some research, and I watched Thurgood's interview with Mike Wallace from back in the day as I was getting ready. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't see that.
It's funny because Mike Wallace is smoking the whole time during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great to like kind of, it takes you back.
Oh, the 70s.
Yes.
did he have a bourbon by his elbow too?
No, but, you know, he's just saying, you know, is Eisenhower doing as much as he can for integration? And he's smoking, asking these questions. And they're like, no, he's absolutely not doing. He's Eisenhower is not doing even a tenth of what he could be doing. It's really, like, compelling.
But they did add a little bit onto it because I've seen some interviews with Thurgood Marshall, and his temperament in a real-life interview is not the same as it was in the movie. In the movie, they had to add a little bit of badassery.
Yeah.
He was, like, borderline Shaft at some point. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, all he needed was some thick sideburns and a black trench coat, and he was, like, borderline Shaft. He was that much of a badass in the movie. So I think that they may have exaggerated a little bit on his personality. Well, but you got to do that for the movie,
yeah,
though.
So this film, I heard the F word at least three times. And the rule I thought was you can only say the F word one time and stay PG-13. Once you said it twice, it becomes R-rated. This film is PG-13. Is this the right rating for the film? And is this a good family film?
Well, you know, there's a lot, not just the F word, but there's a lot of things that have to do with race. There's also the rape issue, the allegation of rape in this.
And so, the N word.
Oh, definitely. You got the N word. You got to have, I mean, it's 1940s America. You got to throw the N word. It's not America, without the N word in there in the 40s. Right? So, exactly right. So I think that, you know, it's borderline PG-13 and R-rated for those reasons. But I wouldn't mind a young person going to watch this movie because, again, it's historically accurate.
Sure.
And it's not too preachy. So it's definitely going to pull them in. So if they did that in order to get younger people to watch the movie, I'm okay with it.
So this whole film takes place basically in a court of law. Like,
yes.
You know, would you compare this to an amazing episode of Law and Order or LA Law or Boston Legal?
Ooh, you know what? It had that feel.
Because it moved fast.
Law and Order.
I love it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think you'd like this, though, Vinny. Yeah. Because
I probably would, but I had the reason I asked that question I did is because I don't know his story as well as I probably should.
Right.
And I think that many people out there who are willing to be as honest as Hooman just was would probably find themselves in the same scenario, which is maybe I should check up on this guy before I see the movie so I know.
It's a name you've heard, and yet you go, yeah, I got nothing for you.
Right.
Yeah.
This case in the world of law, if you're a lawyer, was a pivotal case. Like, it gets referenced a lot. There are a lot of articles on it. I mean, I looked it up after I saw the film. But you don't need to go into this movie knowing anything about Thurgood Marshall at all. There's enough text at the beginning that says, hey, this movie's about Thurgood Marshall.
Right,
and then
at the end,
he goes on to do this, 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 and this, and then he becomes Superman Justice. Hey, this film takes place in 1941. Did they capture it? The vibe, the ambiance, the setting?
They definitely did, especially with the costumes and the entire set design was, I thought it was very accurate. Now you got to remember, we're kind of, you know, it's 2017, so we're getting further away from the 40s. So pretty soon, like, you're just going to be able to just throw whatever you want into a set design and people are just going to be like, yeah, that's the 40s. That looks like
old-timey.
The 40s. Yeah. They got an iPhone 2. That looks like the 40s to me. That's all good. That seems accurate.
Look at the size of that iPod.
So exactly. So you could be fooling me right now in about 20 or 30 years, you're definitely going to be able to fool people as to what was actually there physically in the 40s. But from my point of view and a lot of the stuff that I've seen, that definitely had that 40s vibe.
And lastly, any performances stand out to you? Anything you want to give a shout out to?
Let me tell you something. Josh Gad, who I thought he was incredible in this movie, he ended up actually being more of the protagonist in this movie than Chadwick Boseman did.
Yeah.
Because it just felt, you know, I'm not going to spoil the movie, but there were some limitations that they placed on Thurgood Marshall throughout the entirety of the case that he was a part of. So Sam Friedman, his assistant lawyer, played by Josh Gad, had to really step his game up. And he actually had to give a hell of a performance because not just being, you know, Thurgood Marshall's partner, but also being the lawyer that was front and center in the trial because of the laws that were being, you know, passed down on Thurgood Marshall. They really put some limits on him in this trial. So that made Josh Gad kind of the spotlight, and I was very surprised by his performance. I thought he was just going to be like an accessory piece to this movie, but he ended up basically holding the protagonist label with Chadwick Boseman. It was like a 50-50 deal.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I thought it was really well executed. You learned something. There's also a great biblical reference at the beginning.
Oh, you love that.
And
I love the
Bible.
Biblical. Nobody can say no.
Yes.
Don't
Nobody
you love that?
Nobody can say no.
When I heard that, you know, the reference Moses and Aaron, I was like, I had a gigantic grin on my face. I even leaned over. I went, the Bible.
Yes.
I liked everything about this. And it's a true story.
I love that book.
I think it's a great film to take a 13-year-old to. I really do. I'm going to give it four Persian rugs.
Wow.
Out of five.
Okay, okay. Huh. When he leaned over to say the Bible, I kind of, you startled me because I had to put my flask away real quick because I didn't realize it was that type of party. You know, I should have brought wine instead of whiskey. I had no idea. I was just trying to bless the crowd. Okay, to sum it all up on my end, Hooman, I thought it was historically relevant without being preachy, which I truly, truly appreciated. I love Chadwick Boseman's performance. Very powerful performance. Very convincing. Josh Gad as Sam Friedman, again, really surprised me because I didn't realize that he was going to have such a huge role. And Kate Hudson. Just playing the classic 1940s socialite, reminding us all that there's nothing more powerful than a white woman's paranoia. I appreciated the fact that they reminded us of that all. But yes, very, very educational, and it was a fast-paced movie. I'm going to give it 3 3/4 piñatas, only because I wanted to see more of Chadwick Boseman. I didn't realize that he had such a limited role.
How much candy?
But they're all full of candy.
They are all full of candy.
Okay. Good stuff, too.
A couple of yarmulkes too, because Sam Friedman also was persecuted for being Jewish in the movie. Yeah. So yes,
everybody caught
it. The pinatas are full of cocoa butter and yarmulkes, just full of it all. So it's definitely 3 3/4 pinatas on my end.
Awesome. Great job, you guys!
Right.
Boy,
on.
Actually, that sounds like a movie that I would love to see.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
Let
fun
me know
movie.
What you think this weekend when you go see it?
Vinny, let's go together.
Oh,
you love the Law and Order stuff.
You know, I'm moving this weekend.
No,
I'm going
right,
to be
I
a
forgot.
Little bit busy, but maybe next weekend.
All right, maybe we'll go to like a 10 p.m. show. It'll be great when you're done with all your work for today.
Oh.
So our friend Rudy is going to stick around for the Secret Show. Yeah,
most definitely.
All right, perfect. So
oh,
we'll
wait,
do that.
Wait. Yes. Where's he playing?
I'm going to be at the Page Street Social tomorrow night, October the 13th.
Where's that?
That's going to be on Page Street in San Francisco.
Okay.
It's comedy night at the Page Street Social. And then I'll be at Tommy T's on Saturday and Sunday. And then next week I'm heading out to Reno to the Pioneer Underground.
All right.
Should be a good time.
And on The Secret Show today, which you can find around noon at RadioAlice.com. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. And thanks to Rudy, our friend Rudy, who just did the movie review with Hooman. We're going to go cut a secret show with him right now.
Yeah, he was funny.
Are. He was. Are you still in love, Yuzi?
Oh, I'm still in love with Rudy.
Aw. Rudy, he's really coming
to our
house.
But it's not a sexual kind of love.
Oh. What kind of love is it?
It's a love that you just go, oh, you're so funny. I love you.
You just love being around.
If you were single, you don't think you would?
Oh, I bet if you turn the charm on you.
I don't know.
You thought about it.
I did think about it. I'm
right.
not really into Mexican guys, but I might
shock
give it a,
face, everyone.
I might get into it. I don't know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're not into Mexican guys.
No.
What
Why?
You got against Mexican guys?
Nothing.
You just bummed out a big segment of our audience.
No, you know.
Sorry, Mexican guys. Get out of the line.
Me too. I'm
I love Mexican
them.
Guys too.
You know, you just have a type.
Yes.
And I
yours
have a
is
type.
Old white dudes.
Old white guys.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck.
All right.
Sam Waterston.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah. Sam Elliott.
But I like Sam Waterston, too, actually.
I have a question for you for The Secret Show.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It's Can not we get a preview?
Oh.
What?
Like, don't answer it now. Let's hear the...
No, I don't know if I should.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't want no trouble.
Okay.
Is it nasty?
Okay, wait till The Secret Show.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go do that right now. You can find it around noon at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.